All right, if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs, chapter 31. I can't help but say how much I enjoyed those kids passing out those medals to the mothers today. Amen. What a blessing. Singing that song, what a blessing that was. I want to take the time today that God has given unto us and preach to you a message I feel like that the Lord has put upon my heart for Mother's Day. And in Proverbs 31, he begins at verse 10, and I'll just read one verse for sake of reading, and then we'll try to bring the message. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. When you think about a lot of times we look at Proverbs 31 and we see the wife of a man, but we also see the mother of children. All through these scriptures, it speaks of her daughters in verse number 29, her children in verse 28 that arise up and call her blessed. And so, young ladies, what I'm talking about this morning is what you should strive to be as you grow older. The Bible has the greatest example and the greatest virtue for us to take hold of on what a man or a woman should be. We should want to be what God wants us to be, shouldn't we? I think that if I am striving to be what God wants me to be, I am making my way to being the very best man that I can possibly be. So it is with a woman. You can be the very best woman that God would have you to be. And we know, I've preached this before, the very main thing that God wants from a woman or a mother is to be saved. There's a lot of mothers that are not saved. That doesn't make them bad mothers. Makes them unsaved mother. But if you want to be the very best mother you can be a saved mother. Know what it is to have a relationship with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Know what it is to be born again. I mean, to have really had a spiritual transformation, because you're going to be a spiritual leader in your house. You're going to be guiding your children one way or another. You're going to be setting a testimony for your home according to the Word of God. And listen, this is not something that's found easily. It's not around every corner, by the way. And I thank God for the mothers we have in this church. I think we've got some godly ladies and that love their families. Saved. Thank God for that. But when you look at the scope of the world, this is not something you find everywhere you look. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? I mean, that's a big question this morning. Who can find a virtuous woman? And when you think about that, finding her, I mean, to acquire a wife that is virtuous, to know you've married a virtuous woman, to meet a virtuous woman. It's not everywhere you go that you meet a virtuous woman. And so, I mean, you can meet a lot of women, but they may not be a virtuous woman. And so that's why he's asking, who can find a virtuous woman? And this virtuous woman, that word virtuous means strong in moral and mental qualities. Virtue, that word we get strength from. That is strength. She is strong mentally and she is strong morally. Who can find a woman like that, that's strong in mind and strong in moral? Amen. Listen, and I'm not trying to be mean today by saying this. I'm just preaching to you. I mean, what we see in the world today is not virtue. There's a lot of looseness going on. Are you listening to me? In the world today. Amen. That's not virtue. I'm talking about strong moral and strong in mind. Amen. I mean, somebody that's not easily swayed, right, by the world or the things of the world. Who can find a virtuous one? I mean, just a woman on her own. She's not being made by anybody else to be that way. She is just that way because that's who she is. Are you listening to me? I'll say this, and I know it's true. There's a lot of Christian men have wives, and they are the way they are because that's what the husband expects. But you let that husband go off the scene. If he passes away, you're going to find out just exactly who she is. And but even before a marriage, before a husband comes knocking, that person you find, that's the person she is. A lot of times we may think, well, you know, and most of the time it's the women saying, I'll turn him the way I want him to be. most of the time it ain't the men saying, I'll make her into what I want her to be. Most of the time it's the woman saying, I'll make him what I want him to be. Listen, you talk about finding a person just the way they are and finding that person virtuous. That's what Solomon's talking about. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price, her value, listen, is far above rubies. Now, some writers say they think that this interprets a round pearl. And it could have something to do with that. Either way, these things take many years to form. Are you listening to me? Many years to form. And but even if it did, listen, a pearl comes from something that God had created that has life in it. Do you know that? And that thing that has life in it creates that pearl from a single piece of sand. If you have thought about that, but before, listen, and even far beyond, because when he says this, I want you to listen to me, her price is far above rubies. It means, that word far means long ago of old. In other words, her time goes beyond the time of rubies or pearls. Are you listening to me? Her price is far above her time of being, her value. When God had created her from a rib from a man, the bone from Adam's side, and made her. Are you listening to me? Her, as she has been around from the days of creation. There may have been oysters in the day of creation on the sixth day, but I don't know if there were any pearls at that time. Are you hearing me? Or if there were any rubies known in the Garden of Eden. They may have been in the forming in the earth, the way that God forms things. But are you listening to me? The woman, God had made her, and she is valuable. Especially a virtuous woman. Above rubies. Above rubies. In time and in price. Are you listening to me? I mean above it, far above it, is out of reach, in other words. You couldn't get enough rubies or enough pearls to pay the price of a virtuous woman, a real virtuous woman, is what God is saying here. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Now, it says a lot of things about this mother, about this woman. And these are things, listen, ladies, many of our ladies have them. And young ladies, you should strive to let this character build in your life. That you become that virtuous woman. Amen, that you keep your virtue and become more virtuous, stronger and stronger in moral and mental. Amen. The heart of her husband. I mean, when he said the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, he's talking about the whole man. I'm talking the whole of this man. The heart of man, the whole of the man, his will and even his intellect. Trust in her. He doesn't doubt her. His will. I mean, listen, a lot of times a man may worry about his wife going to do something that he wouldn't approve of. No, listen, a virtuous woman, his heart, his whole being, his will, his intellect, every part of him, trust is in her. You talk about a great virtue is a godly woman that can be trusted. Amen. I've known some over times where their husbands say, "Where'd that $100 bill go?" Oh, well, you know, it was here, there, you know, and can't trust. Or, where was she at? Saying somewhere different than where she really was. But this man, he knows what he has. A woman that he can trust in. That's the kind of thing that marriages are built upon. And that's the kind of thing that a godly mother, a virtuous wife is. She is trusting. She can be trusted. His whole being, the heart of her husband, doth safely trust in her. I mean, he has put his trust in her, and it is safely kept. Like something locked away. His trust in her is locked up. And he knows that it's there. It'll be there when he needs it. Amen? It'll be there come time for it to come out when what's said or whatever happens, he knows he can trust his wife, this godly woman, this godly mother. Amen. The heart of her husband, that person sworn to her, and she is sworn to him. Amen? That relationship, the heart of her husband, she has sworn herself to him, this godly mother that has given her vows and said, I'll stay here with my husband and my children and build my home that God has given to me. What a blessing that is to have. Her husband, her head, the chief man, safely trust in her. She gives him a confidence, a security, a surety. Amen? She's not careless, this godly mother. I mean, he safely trusts in her. He puts his trust in her. She is trustworthy. And she, the Bible says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of his life. Now back before that, let me get to this. When he said in verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. He's not wanting and not lacking because of her. Listen, men, you have everything you need in a virtuous, godly wife, in a godly mother. Amen? I mean, he has no want or lack. There's no lack of spoil or prey, he said. I mean, why? Why would he do that? I mean, it's because he'd get to the place where he is in great need of providing in his home. She is part of that security. She's not wasting all that he has, but safely keeping it and dividing it in the home, this godly mother. She keeps the home from want and lack, from slipping into the need of her husband, going to pray, which would be like a thief having to go out, her husband having to turn to a thief. She's keeping his character is what she's doing. You remember one place David said something about, I wish I could quote it, about not being God providing his need of bread, lest, you know, he had put forth his hand to have to steal bread. He didn't want to have to do that. Well, see, this godly mother, she's keeping the character not only of her husband, but of her children. The things that she says and does. I mean, this woman, listen, she watches for the health of the home even. The Bible said in verse 21, she's not afraid of the snow for her household. Why would you have to be afraid of snow? Well, in that day, sickness, cold. I mean, that was, they didn't have antibiotics back in that day, Brother Adam. She's keeping their home healthy. She riseth in verse 15, while it's yet night, and giveth meat to her houses. She's providing the nourishment that they need, amen, to stay healthy. That's what this godly mother's doing. She the things that she does and says, it's for your health benefit. I know a lot of kids don't like to hear their mom say, no cookies before supper. You don't need to eat all that chocolate. Or you need to quit drinking that soda. Or I mean, it's, you know, but it's because they're watching for the health of the home. Amen. They don't want something to happen to you. That's what God put in them to be. A virtuous, godly mother. That's what they'll do. Listen, I've often said this. A lot of people say that they love their children too much to keep them from anything. I try to give them everything, let them have what they want. I just love them so much. And I just, you know, I don't want, listen, if you really loved them, you would put a firm hand in their life. That's what real love is. When Solomon spoke of the correction of the child, and there's a lot in this, and I'm not preaching about it, but he said the rod of correction shall drive it. I mean, he's talking about a child and their stubbornness and lying and all the things that they're born into. He said, the rod of correction will drive it far from them. Some people may say, well, I just don't think that that's love. God says that it is love. If you love them, amen, you'll correct them. Amen. I'm not talking about abusing and beating. Amen. But I am talking about a good, swift whooping every now and then. Amen. A correction. That's what God said. If you love them, you'll do this. And a virtuous mother, she loves you. That's why she says no many times. No, you can't many times. Many more times than yes. They may say no. Why? Because your flesh is always going to want to take the way most traveled by the flesh. Amen. The easy road. But this woman, she's trying to keep the health of her home. She riseth while it is yet night. She succeeds all others. She giveth meat to her house. I mean, they don't wake up and say, well, let's off to school here. Here's your bag of crackers. Take it and eat it on the go. No, she's got up and she prepared for her house to make sure they were taken care of. Amen. Before they left, get out of the bed, cook breakfast. Make sure your kids have something to eat. Amen. Make sure that they have clean clothes to wear. Make sure that they have brushed their teeth. Whatever that you need to do. Why? Because your mom, that's what you're supposed to do. We've left our kids to themselves. A child left to his own bringeth their mother to shame, the Bible said. We've given them responsibilities like adults from the time they're that high. Well, they know how to do it. They need mom right there beside them. Because they're going to try to do it wrong many more times, many more times, and many more times. Amen? But she succeeds. She considereth a field and buyeth it. She has purpose. That word considereth means she puts forth purpose. She has purpose in her life. A godly mother's the life with the most purpose you'll ever have. You can't have a greater purpose than being a godly mother. But the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. That's work. She planteth. Look at all down through here. Verse 13, she seeketh. Verse 15, she riseth. Verse 16, she considereth. At the end of verse 16, she planteth. Verse 17, she girdeth. Verse 18, she perceiveth. Verse 19, she layeth. Verse 20, she stretcheth. Verse 21, she is not astray, not afraid. Amen. Verse 22, she maketh herself coverings. She is the one that is guiding the home, working the home, prospering the home, prospering her children, prospering her husband. Amen? This woman, she has purpose. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Now, I did a little study on this. She strengtheneth. Look at this now. She girdeth her loins. That's her waist and her lower back. With strength. And strengtheneth her arms. And a lot of what that's talking about is, she is facing fear. Not afraid. She strengthens herself for what she may be afraid of. But she knows she must do. Are you listening to me? I mean, she strengthens her loins. I mean, that's that back-breaking sometimes, hurting work. Strengthens her arms. Amen? Why? To do what she needs to do. Amen? She works that card and she'll kill the snake if that's what she has to do. Amen? She strengthens her arms. She girds her loins with strength. In other words, she makes sure she has the strength to complete the day, to do what she needs to do. Godly mothers, they continue on and on. Sometimes I've seen old godly ladies and I think, Lord, I wish they'd just sit down for a minute. It's wearing me out just watching them. You ever seen one that way? Sure you have. Many of you have. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. That means she tastes it. And that's not just in eats. That's in cloth. That's in the things that she sells. See, she, when you say she tastes it, she knows that it is. She knows her merchandise will stand against anyone else's merchandise. It's good. It's not cheap. She knows it. She's not a waste. Amen? Oh, yes. He benefits from her. She does him good. Good things. She's gracious. When he said that, I meant to say this a minute ago, and she'll do him good and not evil, verse 12, all the days of her life. She benefits him. A good thing. She's a good woman doing a good thing for her good man. Amen. She'll do him good. That's what that means. She'll do him good and not evil. She's not displeasing. She will not hurt him. Will not hurt her home. She will not wrong her home. She'll not bring misery or grief to her home. She'll not bring harm to her home. Proverbs talks about a woman plucking her own house down with her own hands. Not this virtuous mother. She's building a home. Amen. She's not going to bring any harm to the home. The Bible says in verse number 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. All the days from sunrise to sunset. From the heat of the day to the cold of the day. Her life, her whole living. That's what he said. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She changes not. She is the virtuous mother, always. Amen? Always doing good. All her days, her whole life. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She seeketh, she diligently inquires and she's industrious. She worketh with her hands. I can't get all this. It's so deep. There's so many things in here about this godly mother, this virtuous wife, this godly mom. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, verse 24. Verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. She's not a backbiter. She's not a busybody. She's not a whisperer. She's not a gossiper. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. This woman, my goodness. When you read about her, the Bible says she, verse 20, stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Let me show you the difference in stretching out your hand and reaching out your hand. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Jesus said, the poor you have always. It may not be every poor person that she can help, but many of them that stretch out their hand, she'll stretch it back. But the needy, she reacheth out. They're not asking. She's going. She knows the needy, and she reaches out to them. She knows their need and reaches out to them before they've ever stretched out a hand. You see the difference in that? The Bible said in verse number 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household. I'm about done. She looketh well, which means she peers into the distance. She looks to the days ahead. When you've got a godly mother or a godly wife, listen, in the home, and they're peering into the distance, listen, they're not only looking to the future, they're looking to see what lasts, and they're also looking for enemies that may come. She peers into the distance. Her children arise up and call her blessed. They may not do it right now, but when they rise up, the older they get, they'll call her blessed. They'll thank God for the instruction, for the example that they had before them. And God knows we need examples in the day that we're living in today. Godly examples. You can be an example. You are an example, one way or another. People are looking in your life, your children, my children, they see us. And we are examples to the good or to the detriment of their lives. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. As much has been said about that. Many daughters, I mean, there's a lot of them that are virtuous, godly, but the mother excels them all. Her husband also, and he praiseth her at the end of verse 28. Look at verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman, let me stop right there. Thank God for a woman, a natural born woman. Amen. A God-created woman that feareth the Lord. And that word Lord is the self-existent creator. She is the creation just like she is woman. And she fears her creator. A woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. And I looked up that word because I wanted to know a little more about what does that mean to praise her. It means to celebrate her. It means to make a show. It means to shine. We should lift up our godly mothers. Amen. Make a show of them. Thank God. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Even if they're in heaven, celebrate them. Amen? To be what God, I mean this woman, I mean that fears the Lord. That's greater than beauty and favor. Those things are deceitful and vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Thank God. Thank God she is that diligent. Virtuous. Valuable. Mother that God put in the home, the guide of the home, guide of the home. Praise God. There's much could be said today about mothers. I thank God for my mom. I thank God for every godly mother, every example that we have. And again, young ladies, listen, you should strive to be all of this and more. You should seek the Lord as what God would have you to be. We've got young ladies in here. If time goes on, listen. There's a boy out there somewhere that's going to be your husband. You need to be praying for him right now. You don't need to grab the first cutest thing comes along, because he may not be the husband God wants you to have. You better watch. Your whole life, your home is going to be built on the decision that you make. You say, I make? Yeah, you make. He may say, marry me. You can say no. He may say, please, and you may say, never. You don't have to say yes. But one day, you'll run into the one and God will say, this is it. You'll say yes. And your home's going to be built on that. Your life, your joy, your happiness, your children will come forth of that. If God bids you to have children, it's a great decision. It's something that you're going to stand before God and say, I promise. Till death, I promise. Amen. That means something. It means something. I want you to stand this morning.